Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Jonathan Brule, and this morning's conversation is with Marcus Peacock, Deputy Administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Marcus, would you tell us more about your agency's strategic plan? How does the plan reflect increased collaboration with EPA state, tribal, local, and federal partners? And as a follow-up, to what extent does the plan increase the outcome orientation of EPA's long-term measures and opportunities in the coming years?
Let me put a picture in your head, which will probably help you see how this all fits together, because I don't think you can just look at the strategic plan by itself. So picture a three-tiered wedding cake. And at the top, you typically, I guess, have a bride and groom. And the bride and groom are our mission, protect human health and the environment. And that next smaller cake down, the bride and groom are sitting on, that is our strategic plan, supporting our mission. Our strategic plan has five goals. It's protection of water, air, land, protection of communities, and we have a goal for compliance and stewardship. So that's the little cake at the top. You cascade down to the second larger cake that the smaller cake is sitting on top of, and that's 20 objectives. We have about four objectives per goal. So that, in more detail, tells us what we need to do to fulfill our goals and therefore fulfill our mission. And then finally, at the bottom, you've got this large piece of cake, and that's our annual goals and commitments. So those are things, for instance, the program assessment rating tool measures that we track on an annual basis, or the measures you'll find in our performance and accountability report. So all these things, you know, the intention is for all these things to fit together and cascade down so they're all supporting each other. We've spent a lot of time and continue to spend a lot of time making sure these cakes are aligned so they all sit on top of each other and all support each other. And there are, of course, parts of that cake which directly address needs that we have, for instance, with tribes and with states. I am trying to bring particularly the tribes and states more into the discussions we have about what the content of the cake should be, the ingredients, and also how those things should be aligned. That's something we've done some of in the past and actually do a good job in some parts of the country, but we can do a better job elsewhere, I think. But as we continue to sort of align this cake and make it even stronger, I think there are increasing roles for both tribes and states.
EPA has recently introduced a performance management tool called the Quarterly Management Report, or QMR. Would you tell us more about the QMR and its reporting process?
So I'm the chief operating officer. That means I manage the day-to-day operations of the agency, try and make it work better. You cannot do that job. You cannot manage day-to-day operations using annual measures. That's just not frequent enough. So I realized I needed something more frequent to figure out how we were doing and how we could do it better. So over the past year and a half, we have put together a quarterly management report. It's about 60 measures that we track every 3 months. It is now publicly available. You can go on to EPA's website. There's a performance and accountability link there. And how we're doing the last quarter will show up on the screen so everybody can see how we're doing. The most important thing is now that that's more frequent information and reflects the priorities that we're working on right now, it gives me as a chief operating officer a much better idea of how we're doing and where we're having success and where we're not having success and what I should be spending my time on and what others should be spending their time on.
How exactly does it help the agency deliver real results? And to what extent does it complement existing budget, performance, and financial management tools and align back to EPA's strategic plan?
Remember the wedding cake I drew for you mentally? In a way, the quarterly management report is a way to take a slice out of that bottom cake that's got all those annual measures in it. And it takes a slice out of those measures that we think are particularly important and lets us see how we're doing on them. So that, for instance, if we're having a success in a particular area, I'll give you an example. For instance, we track across the country our efforts to educate farmers on how to run their operations better. Water quality is affected across our country by the fact farmers' operations may be sending nutrients in particular, which can come from fertilizer or manure, into water segments. And if farmers just change, some of them are simple changes, change their operations, we can better protect water quality. So we track how many farmers we go out and educate on how to change their operations. And we found in the West, the number of farmers we were able to reach last year was almost 10 times what it was anywhere else in the country. And we found that out by looking at these results. And so it begs the question, how did we reach this result? And we found out that in California, we were part of a special initiative with the state of California, University in California Environmental Group, and the Dairy Association in California, and were able to, through this collaboration, reach a lot more farmers in a shorter period of time than we were anywhere else. So once you've identified a success like that, you're able to say, well, maybe we can use this same technique elsewhere in the country, whether it's in Wisconsin or upstate New York. And it doesn't even have to be cows. There's plenty of chicken farms and hog farms out there. And so this is an instance where we've been able to take something we've seen in the quarterly management report and through our performance system and find out whether or not this may be a best practice that can be used elsewhere that will achieve much larger and greater performance across our agency and therefore better protect water quality and achieve our mission, which, remember, is at the top of the cake of protecting human health and the environment.
The example you just gave really illustrates an approach of learning and doing rather than just reporting. Is that correct?
Yeah. I feel good about where we are in our performance management system, but I think it was Will Rogers who said, you may be on the right track, but if you just sit there, you'll eventually get run over. I have no intention of being run over. In fact, my goal for the coming year is to increasingly use this information to learn more about what is happening in the agency and do things differently. We have a very clear mission, as I've told you, of protecting human health and the environment. So I'm not so concerned about what we're doing because we all know what our goal and mission is. But it's how we're doing it that I am very interested in. And if we can figure out ways to do things differently so that we achieve our mission better using this system, then I think not only will the system have proved itself, but it will be something that will be used for years to come.
Let's talk for a moment about the president's management agenda. In the last scorecard from the Office of Management and Budget, unlike EPA, about half the federal agencies received a red rating in financial performance status. What has your organization done to progress to a green rating in this area? And how could you tell us from your perspective why this is such a challenging area for so many federal agencies?
Jonathan, this is in the financial management agenda item. We got to green score back long before I came here, came to EPA, but I think it was back in 2003. And I remember I was at OMB at the time, and the agency did that by focusing on three characteristics they wanted to see in the financial management system, and that's really what drove them. The first thing was to make sure there was quality information. And by quality, they meant accuracy as well as timeliness. Make sure not only the number is right, but it's there in time for people to be able to use it. So quality information. The second thing was that the information was going to be useful to managers. We've got so many different, for instance, measures and financial information in the agency. It's almost too much. So you want to focus on those particular data elements which you know are going to be useful to people and be used. And then the third thing is to be able to put it into a single system so that it's easier to comply with federal requirements. You don't have to go around to a lot of different systems to make sure they're all compliant, but you get one system that you can focus on and also links back to the strategic plan, and which is a lot easier to do if you've got it in one single system. And the results of that were not just a green score, because that's a nice thing to have, but of course you're looking at results. But we've now had 7 consecutive years of clean audits. We have no material weaknesses. We have had no Anti-Deficiency Act violations for several years now. The nice thing is we've set a platform for ourselves to continue to improve. For instance, we now have a green plan that we've laid out. Even though we're already at green, we have a green plan where we're continuing to make stronger links between the financial information we have and the performance information we have. We've already, for instance, made stronger links between grants so that we have more information on the outcome of our grants and the money we're spending. And we're moving on to now purchase card management and emergency management.
Budget and performance integration lies at the heart of ensuring both the strategic allocation and the effective use of funds. Many agencies are working to implement the budget and performance integration initiative as part of the president's management agenda. Can you tell us about EPA's effort to get to green and sustain the status for the budget and performance integration?
I'm very proud of the fact we got to green on budget performance integration earlier this year. That was a sigh of relief for me because, you know, I managed this initiative when I was at OMB. So it was important we got to green at EPA on it. And the biggest challenge we had was coming up with good measures, especially good efficiency measures. You know, there's some things an agency does which it's fairly easy to come up with measures. And there are other areas which it's just inherently difficult. Two difficult areas are enforcement and research and development. And we have an enforcement office, and we do a lot of research and development. So in particular, coming up with measures, particularly efficiency measures, for those two areas was difficult. And an efficiency measure, you're not just looking at what you're performing, what you're doing, but how much money it's taking to do what you're doing. And so part of the progress we track, of course, is through the program assessment rating tool measures we get, and those have continued to improve. I know back in 2002, well, the vast majority of our ratings were results not demonstrated, so we didn't even know how our programs were doing. But as we've been able to put these performance measures in and track them, we've been able to figure out how we're doing. And now I think we've reduced the number of programs that are results not demonstrated to well below 10% of the programs that were rated. One of the problems we have to deal with, though, in setting measures is we've, as I mentioned before, we have too many measures at the agency. I think there's still over 400 measures we deal with at the agency, and we're trying to reduce those because if you have too many measures, that actually starts to undercut a performance management system. And by getting rid of measures and making sure they're useful to managers, that's when you start to gain credibility and start to actually get some wisdom from the information that you're taking in.
Well, you've really experienced a turnaround in terms of EPA's performance based on the program assessment rating tool. Do you have any lessons learned you'd like to share with your colleagues?
You know, once again, our biggest issue was having good measures to measure the performance of these programs, and we worked very hard on that. I mentioned before the difficulty of efficiency measures, particularly in research and development. Realizing that this was not a problem just EPA had, but is a problem for any research and development organization in the government, we went to the Office of Management and Budget and co-requested with them that we get a National Academy of Sciences panel together to look at what would be the best possible efficiency measures for a research and development program. And I think the panel, we've had a number of meetings and they will probably report back to us fairly soon. Our goal is to be at the cutting edge of having the best possible measures, for instance, for research and development. And I think it's that attitude of trying to get the best measures and get them in place that's resulted in a success. I mean, our scores alone, as I mentioned, have gotten better. You know, not long ago, over 90% of our PART ratings were below the adequate level, and that's completely flipped now. Now 90% of them are adequate or better. I will say we still do not have a single program that's been rated effective, so we still have some work to do. It reminds me, my daughter came home from she's going to a educational camp, and she came home the other day, and I asked her, well, what did you learn today? And she replied, not enough. They want me to go back again tomorrow. And I think that's the attitude we have to take is we're never going to know enough to be able to be absolutely perfect at running these programs. But the nice thing about the program assessment rating tool process is it shows you how to get better every year. And so we've been trying to climb up that ladder.
What about EPA's efforts to improve water quality and control greenhouse gas emissions? We'll ask Marcus Peacock, Deputy Administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.